It feels needful to address both these substances, rock and sand, because although we can make mental assent to the fact that they differ so widely and one is secure and the other is not, when push comes to shove and our own lives are involved, it's not always easy to distinguish whether we're building on a substance that will withstand the storm or not. I spoke yesterday about wasting our time in trivial pursuits. Anything the world seeks after can be classified as trivial. You may think that's a harsh judgment, but we are not to be conformed, made like the world, but like our Saviour. Oh, you'll say he parted. May I correct you? His partying had a purpose. His mother reminded him when the wine ran out what his call was, and he had to say, "Sweet one, my time has not yet come." But because of his love for her, he did his first miracle. How long is it since you saw a miracle? When you begin building on the rock, your eyes are open to the miraculous every single day. You come to expect it. Watch for it. Answer to prayer, that's a miracle for a start. Things that looked as though they would never change suddenly do. Because you spent time seeking the kingdom and the king, and out of your relationship with him came the very same miracle as the turning of the water into wine. Jesus tells us a parable about two types of girls. He calls them wise and foolish virgins. The parable, as it happens, doesn't apply to the bride of Christ, but to Israel, but the meaning is there. Five of those virgins were prepared for the appearance of the bridegroom. Five were not. So let me ask you another way. If Jesus were to come for you today, are you ready? If your answer to that is no, then you would probably agree you've been building on sand rather than rock. But it's not too late to make a mid-course correction, beloved. I'll just wait here while you do it.